Artist Roger Berry lives and works on his ranch in Clarksburg, California, on the Sacramento River. Along the Frost Creek pathway, you'll find his piece called Mozart. Roger spells the title M-O-T-Z-A-R-T.
I like the sound of it. Bop, bop. That's probably as important as anything. It's a sound poem. But it's also the most art, Mozart. I mean, you know, you wake up in the morning and you've got this joke in your head, you may as well attach it to a sculpture, and that's really what it is.
For many years, Roger's work involved careful calculations about how the movement of the sun would interact with the sculpture and the shadows it created.
For 15 years or so, all I did was pieces that were essentially calendrical, telling time, telling the annual time, shadows at the equinox, at the solstice, that sort of thing. I'm no longer interested in telling time. And I grew especially weary of people saying, what does it do? And once they knew what it did as far as the seasons, then they didn't look at it. And I realized I would rather have something that people, if they ask what it does, they won't get a satisfactory answer. They have to see it for themselves over time. And so I kept trying to make a more complicated kind of spherical geometry. Sculpture art is ultimately about the ineffable, and that thing that is felt rather than known and understood. The problem with work that is conclusive, like the work I did with the sun and many other sculpture I've done, is the idea is very, very finished long before the piece is built, and then you're simply a servant and you're building it. And the work that I'm able to do now, taking that same sense of geometry, I'm actually able to build pieces. I know kind of what I want, but I don't know what the geometry will allow because it's too complicated. So I don't know what it is, and I'm do this now in the virtual space of a computer. Moreover, I don't know where up or down is. I don't know how much it weighs. So I get to work for a very long time before I'm done, which keeps it awake and alive and exciting. I don't know what up or down is until it's actually built. And then I find the perfect up or down. So the whole thing is new to me until I'm putting it out to pasture. That's much nicer, much more interesting. And that ad lib jazz quality is a great freedom that I've allowed myself. The funniest thing happened to the solar work. It ended the day I started farming. And I don't think there's a coincidence there. I think that I saw a different kind of solar sculpture. I get on a tractor and I can see the Sierras and the coastal range at the same time. What I did start to realize in a profound way, something I always liked about all sculpture is the idea of seeing it in round, seeing it in complex. I've always loved symmetries that give you two things so that you see a box on one end and a sphere on another as you walk around something. Driving in a vineyard, that's what you see. And driving in a place, the same place, over and over, you see it from all perspectives and you understand that the world is in the round. And there's a good deal of that that I'm now able to put in the work. And I like the fact that I can make a piece that you cannot hold in your head, but that you see a different thing every time you turn around. And that's a whole lot of what's going on with Mozart.